It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
Much like last week, I am going to try and do the same thing that we did last week this week. And what I mean by that is, once again, just like last week, this show is jam-packed with stuff. A lot of stuff going on. And so I'm gonna make you the same promise that I made you last week, which was no promises. I'm going to do my absolute very best to get to everything that we have planned for the show. I may not, but I am going to do it for you, the listener, and we're going to try and get to everything that we have planned. If we don't, I apologize. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, the Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Okay, so we're going to start this week down in Kingsland. If you have not heard, if you're a high school football fan like I am, you have not heard, the Camden County Wildcats have, quote-unquote, separated ways from head football coach Travis Rowland. A lot to say about this. Travis Rowland, let's get to the facts, because I see things from the surface level, the knee-jerk reaction, and then I also see things for what's under the iceberg. Travis Rowland was hired from Mainland High School, and he was coming off a state championship in 2023. Now, one thing I have learned is that when you apply for a job at Camden County, one of the prerequisites that you must have on your resume is a state title. Of course, Travis Rowland had that in 2023. So he was hired at the beginning after the 2023 season when Jeff Heron retired. Keep in mind that after the 2023 season, Camden had just come off a Final Four playoff run. So when Jeff Heron retired, he by far left the program better than when he found it. Now, there's also this caveat that I have to throw in, and I'm going to circle back to this and try and tie this thing up in the end, because this is very important. Before Jeff Heron was there, the Camden County Wildcats hired Bob Spires. And before they hired Bob Spires, they had run that wing T triple option offense for a decade and a half. And they were very successful doing it. Hard-nosed, tough football team, especially when Heron was there. And then when they hired Spire, they wanted to come into, I guess, the modern era and run a modern offense. And so Bob Spire with him brought the spread. Bob Spire was there for 4 years. I'm telling you all of this history because you have to have the background to understand what just happened at Camden. Bob Spire was there for 4 years. And during those 4 years, Camden did not do what you would expect from the Camden County football program. And there are some that say, this is just opinion-based, there are some that say that during those 4 years that Spire was there, that the kids and the program, the football team in general, got, quote-unquote, soft. So Bob Spires, the Camden moves on from him after four seasons, and then they rehire Jeff Heron, who comes in and year two wins a playoff game, second round, and then year three before he retires again. Huge run to the Final Four of the GHSA playoffs, which at that point was still 6A. That's important. So they hired Travis Rowland heading into the 2024 season, and with him comes the spread. and they get away from the wing tee. In 2 years, in 2 years, Travis Rowland went 13-8 at Camden, a winning record. But there's a little bit more to that than just the winning record. During the time that Rowland was there, he went 0-6 against the other big three in that region. That's Colquitt, Lowndes, and Valdosta. He went 0-6 against that group in 2 years. He went 1-1 against Richmond Hill, and he beat Tift County both times. So, when Jeff Heron was there in 2021, he beat one of those teams every year, one of the big three. Maybe he didn't in 2022, not sure, but 2021, maybe he didn't. 2022, he did. 2023, he did. And I believe he won two of those games in 2023, if I'm not mistaken. So when Jeff Heron was there the first time, he would beat those teams. When he was there the second time, he was winning against those teams. Bob Speier did not have a very good record against those big three. And also, keep in mind, there was a portion of the time that when Bob Speier was there, Valdosta wasn't even in the region. They were playing down a classification. But against those main rivals, Bob Speier did not fare very well. I don't remember what his record was, but I think he might have won maybe one game, or maybe he was 0-whatever. I don't really remember. But he had a huge difference in winning percentage. Maybe he had two wins, which would have put him like maybe 2-10 or 2-9 or whatever it was. But he didn't win those games very often. They moved on. Travis Rowland was 0-6 against the other big three. And so after two seasons, the Camden County Wildcats pulled the plug on Travis Rowland with a 13-8 record, 0-6 against the big three. Also, a loss to Richmond Hill. So when you start looking at things for what they actually are, and you get underneath that iceberg, right? Like, at first you're like, oh my gosh, this guy went 13-8. He was winning there. Like, he's only been there 2 years. You got to give him time. And I understand that train of thought. And I don't completely disagree with it. But at the same time, this is my opinion. The Camden County brass did not want to go down the same road that they went with Bob Speier, where they gave him 4 years. And in the 4 years there, they dropped to the bottom of the region and were not even a factor, were not even mentioned in the same breath as those other big three. So after 2 years, Camden did not want to continue to go down that road with the potential of what happened with Bob Speier happening with Travis Rowland. In my opinion, that is a huge factor in why they elected to move on from Travis Rowland. Now, Travis Rowland was 13-8. In region, Travis Rowland was 0-6 against the big three. So he had three region wins in 2 years. Two of them was against Tift. He beat Richmond Hill once. So in the two seasons that he was there, he only won three region games and did not beat Colquitt, Lowndes, or Valdosta among those three region wins. So that's not very good. And in that region, it's tough. 0-6, 1-1 against Richmond, 0-6 against Big Three, 1-1 against Richmond Hill, 2-0 against Tift. So region play, let's do the math, right? So that's 0-6, 1-1 against Richmond Hill. So that's 1-7, and then the two wins. So that's 3-8 in region. 3-8 in region. So what that means is, remember now, they did make the playoffs his first year, and they lost in the first round. So that's another loss. That accounts for the extra loss that, you know, if the math doesn't add up to you, that's where that extra loss is from the first round playoff loss where they were not competitive. They got blown out in that game and made the playoffs as a four seed. And Camden does not want to repeat this. They do not want to get into a situation where they're the team that is scratching to get in as the four seed, if at all. And so it's really a catch-22 with Camden. They don't want to run the wing T. They want a modern offense. But at the same time, the two guys that they have hired have brought the spread with them and probably some of the toughness that existed under the wing T offense went away when they went to the spread. So it's kind of a rock and a hard place catch 22 for Camden. They want a hard-nosed physical football team. They want a coach that is going to preach that. They want a coach that's going to come in and toughness, mental toughness, and all of those things hit you in the mouth. And then at the same time, they want to do that while running, while with a coach that comes in running a spread offense. This is my opinion. This is just what I'm saying. So with that, whatever the next hire is, that's going to be the guy that they're going to hire, I believe. They're going to hire a guy that's willing to run the spread and a guy that's going to preach toughness. And if they find a coach that's not going to bring the spread, the prerequisite here, the must-have, is the toughness part. And that's the bottom line. So then you get into the non-region stuff, and you're like, well, if he went 3-8 in region, that means that he went 3-8 in region. That means that he went 10-1 outside of the region. That's true. He did do that. Wins over Brunswick High, okay, solid. But then the bulk of the wins came from a bunch of Florida schools that just were not as good as Camden. And, you know, I'm not going to call it a cream puff schedule job. And look, they were doing that when Jeff Heron was there. This is not just Travis Rowland. This schedule was already put in place, maybe not the second year, but certainly the first, where they were scheduling these Florida teams. And Camden has a tough time finding games outside of region. That is the truth. So they were scheduling these Florida teams that I don't think were doing them a whole lot of good of getting them prepared for the tough region schedule. And so here we are, 13-8 overall, Travis Rowland, 3-8 in the region, or 3-7 in the region, and then the one playoff loss as well. So that's kind of what shook out in this thing is Travis Rowland, yes, he went 13-8, but at the end of the day, and this is not just true for Camden. I am saying this for all of for those big four schools, Camden, Valdosta, Lowndes, and Colquitt. The same thing holds true for them as the standard that Camden is setting right now. And that is, if you take a head coaching job at one of those four schools, you cannot go winless against the other big three and expect to maintain that job there. Maybe you can do it for 1 year, but you had better win one of those games the next year. Maybe you can go once 0-3, but the next year you had better win one of those games. Much less going 0-6 and then not making the playoffs and only winning one region game. You didn't beat Richmond Hill this last year, so the only region win was Tift County. When you do those things, you go 0-6 against the other big three. That doesn't just apply to Camden. If you were the head coach at Valdosta and you went 2 years where you went 0-6 against the other three, you're probably looking for another job. That's consistent among all of those schools. You've got to be able to beat the other three sometimes. I mean, it's a tough region. So that's the brass tacks of this thing. So now Camden will begin their coaching search, and of course, you know, all sorts of names popping up everywhere. And I don't want to feed the rumor mill because none of the stuff is substantiated. But you know, Travis Rowland out at Camden, and now the Wildcats are looking for another head coach. By the way, it is beginning to get a little unstable. The next hire for Camden will be their fourth coach in 7 years. Gotta get some stability in the program.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Playoffs in full swing now. The GHSA kicks off playoff play this week. The Brunswick High Pirates will host Winder Barrow between the bricks in a 1-versus-4 matchup. Glenn takes to the road as a 4-seed to take on Jackson County. The MCA Bucks also take to the road to Wrightsville in a first-round showdown with Johnson County. Statesboro, also on the road, will take on Habersham Central. And in the GISA, the Knights pay a trip to Milledgeville to take on John Millage with a ticket to the state championship game on the line. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
So I told you this is a jam-packed show, so we're going to do everything that we can get to. I'm hoping we get to everything. We did last week, right? Like, that was fantastic. A couple of games to talk about that occurred in the GISA. Everybody in the GHSA took a week break before the playoffs started. So we'll talk about those games in the GISA, and then I also want to give you the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 power rankings. We're going to try and get to all of that this segment. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off Highway 82, exit 29 in Brunswick, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. All right, so in the GISA, Pinewood Academy goes out. They lose to Terrell. And Frederica had to go to Valwood. over to Valdosta to play in the quarterfinals. Winner gets a trip to the Final Four. Val Wood had beat Frederica earlier in the season and beat them handily, and they did it over on St. Simons. Not this go around. The matchup in Valdosta at Valwood goes Frederica's way. 28-21, Frederica advances to the Final Four. They get a date with John Millage. And then Bullock Academy and George Walton in the GISA 4A playoffs. George Walton downs Bullock Academy 27-17. And so that brings us to the point now where we will get to the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Let's recap from last week before we get into it. Last week at number 10, Bullock Academy had just gotten back in the playoffs. You're probably going to see them drop out. Number 9 was Frederica. 8 was Benedictine. 7 was Peach. 6 Lowndes. 5 Houston. 4 Tombs. 3 Valdosta. 2 Clinch. And the number 1 team last week was the Worth County Rams. Now, because the GHSA did not play last week, there's a couple of changes, but for the most part, there's not a lot of movement. But at number 10, getting back into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, I think this is maybe like the second time this year, at number 10, the Ware County Gators. At number 9, falling one spot from 8 to 9, the Benedictine Cadets at number 9. At number 8, with a 28-21 win over Valdosta in the over Valwood in the GISA quarterfinals, the Frederica Academy Knights move up a spot from 9 to number 8. At number 7, moving down a spot, the Lowndes County Vikings. At number 6, also moving down a spot, the Houston County Bears. At number 5, also moving down one spot from 4 to 5, the Tombs County Bulldogs. At number 4, if you're noticing the trend, the Valdosta Wildcats move down from 3 to 4. At number 3, with their inaugural entry ever into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, West Lawrence in at number 3. At number 2, holding strong at number 2, the Clinch County Panthers. And once again, for however many consecutive weeks it's been, that they have been the number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Worth County Rams at number 1. So let's recap this. At number 10, Ware. 9, Benedictine. 8, Frederica. 7, Lowndes. 6, Houston. 5, Tombs. 4, Valdosta. 3, West Lawrence. 2 is Clinch. And the number 1 team, again, in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Worth County Rams. All right, so the GHSA playoffs are about to kick off, and so we're going to preview those games on the other side of the break. I'm trying to get to everything. I promise you, I'm doing my best. I am a professional. No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialist. High quality work, Trane professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Welcome to Adobo Queens Restaurant, Brunswick's first and only authentic Filipino restaurant. Lumpia, pancit, and of course adobo chicken and pork. Take the short drive over and come on in. 6110 Altama Avenue, Suite 115, right next door to Kia. Or call ahead and order 912-456-3119. Or order online at adobo queens menu fy.com. Takeout or dine-in available for lunch or dinner. Brunswick's newest sensation, Adobo Queens.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30 and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Guys, don't look now, but Christmas is on the horizon. Don't get stuck holding Santa's bag this holiday season. Get on into Cunningham Jewelers and find that perfect Christmas gift. Make sure to have your special someone come on in and fill out their Christmas wish list for 20 to 30% off that special gift. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
GHSA playoffs kick off this week. First round games, and this is one of the most exciting times of the year for me. I love high school football. I love playoff high school football, and a lot of weird scenarios going on heading into the playoffs. We want to get to this. Also, the GHSA released their proposed regions for the 2026 and 2027 seasons. We will break those down a little bit later in the show for the teams that are in South Georgia. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Football season is here, and we at Jessup Furniture are going long. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices. All the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture Outlet, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. Okay. So let's jump into some of these games. Throw me some bed music, and we will we'll go. Okay, that'll work. All right. So in single A classification, actually, let's start with the GISA. John Millage will host the Frederica Academy Knights. That is a semifinal game. The winner of that game punches their ticket to the GISA state finals. Okay, in GHSA Class A Division One, East Laurens, Heard County. Give me Heard County to win the football game. Heard County is the number one overall seed. East Laurens is the 32. Fitzgerald, they're the number nine seed. They will take on Ace Charter, who's a 24. Give me Fitzgerald, and by the way, I've got Fitzgerald all the way to the Elite Eight. Washington County and Dublin. Dublin's the 8. Washington County is the number 25 seed. I've got Dublin winning the game. Bacon County and Swainsboro. Bacon is the 21 seed. This is the bottom half of this bracket. Bacon's the 21 seed. Swainsboro is the 12. Give me Swainsboro to win the game. And I've got Swainsboro going out in the second round. Thomas, I've got him losing Northeast Macon. Putnam County and Thomasville, give me Thomasville. Toombs County and Temple, give me Toombs County. Toombs is the 4 seed. Temple is the 29 seed. By the way, I have Toombs all the way to the Final Four. McNair, Team 30, Worth County, the 3rd seed. Give me Worth to win the football game. I have Worth winning the whole thing. The number one team in the Jason Bishop High School football top 10 pass. power rankings most of the year. Of course, I was going to pick Worth to win the whole thing. I've got Worth beating Heard County in the finals. Jeff Davison Bleckley, give me – I think last week I told you I like Jeff Davison's game. I'm going to shift gears. I'm going to go Bleckley here, and I've got Bleckley losing to Worth next round. The bottom half of that bracket, Berrien County at Lamar. Berrien is a 31. Lamar is the 2. Give me Lamar County to win the football game. All right, moving on out of that classification, we will go to Single A Division 2. Manchester and Wheeler County. Give me Wheeler. I've got Wheeler to the Elite 8, losing to Clinch. ECI and Georgia Military. Give me ECI. I've got them going out in the second round to Clinch. Clinch County and Chattahoochee County. Clinch County over Chattahoochee, and I have Clinch losing in the finals to Early County. On the other side of this bracket, Charlton County and Macon County, a 2-3 game. Give me Macon County to beat Charlton. Troutland and Mount Zion, another 2-3 game. Give me Troutland to win, and then I've got Troutland going out in the second round. Bottom half of this bracket, Johnson County and MCA. This is a very winnable game for MCA. This is a very favorable 4-1 matchup. I've got Johnson. I'm changing it. Give me MCA to knock off Johnson in the first round. They'll get Brooks in the second round. That'll probably be in the end of the road for the Bucks, but I like them getting the first round win. And then finally in this classification, Hawkinsville and Tryon. Give me Hawkinsville, and I've got Hawkinsville all the way to the Elite Eight. In AA, Ringgold and Pierce. Give me Pierce, and I've got Pierce in the Final Four. Hart County and Appling. Give me Appling. I've got Appling all the way to the Elite Eight. That is it for South Georgia as far as AA goes. In AAA, Liberty County and Cairo. Give me Cairo, who is the 8 overall seed. Liberty County's 25. Cairo wins the game. Jenkins and Whitewater. I've got Jenkins beating Whitewater, and then they'll get Peach County the next round. I like Peach to win that game. Cherokee, 21. Peach is the 12 seed. Give me Peach to beat them, and give me Peach all the way to the Final Four. I've got them losing to Jefferson. Beach and West Laurens. Give me West Laurens to beat Beach, and I've got West Laurens losing to Peach in the Elite Eight. On the other side of the bracket, Long County and Westside Augusta. Give me Westside Augusta to beat Long County. In 4A, Ware County and Flowery Branch. Give me Ware to win the game. It's a 2-3 matchup. Ware's on the road, and I'll take Ware all the way to the Final Four, losing to Kell. Eastside and Warner Robins. Give me Warner Robins to win the game, and then I've got them going out in the second round to Cartersville. East Forsyth and Benedictin. Give me Benedictin to win the game. It's a 1-4 game, and then I've got BC winning the whole thing. BC goes through Cass, Central Carrollton, and Marist, and then beats Kell in the final. I've got Benedictin as your 4A state champions. All right, moving on to 5A. Statesboro on the road to Habersham Central. I think the year comes to a close for the Blue Devils. Habersham Central at home as a 2 seed. Woodstock and Thomas County Central. Give me Thomas County Central, and I've got Thomas County Central all the way to the Final Four, losing to Roswell. Effingham and Clark Central. Give me Clark Central to go to Springfield and win. Coffee and Sequoia. What a devastating 4 seed Coffee is. I'm going to take Sequoia in the football game. Don't be stunned if Coffee wins. Lee County and Sprayberry. Give me Lee, and then I've got Lee going out in the second round to Langston Hughes. Bottom half of that bracket, Creekview at Houston. Houston's the 2 seed. Give me Houston to win the game. Give me Houston to get to the Elite Eight. I've got Houston going through Rome to get there and then losing to Milton. Glen Academy and Jackson County. This is a winnable game for the Red Terriers. Red Terriers is a little bit of a Jekyll Hyde team all year. Sometimes they look great, sometimes they don't. The last time we saw them play a regular season game, they beat Greenbrier 16-13, a team they should not have beaten that close. They should have blown them out, or at least won by a couple of touchdowns. I'm going to take Jackson County simply because of the inconsistency of the Red Terriers, but if the Red Terriers do win that game, they'll get Milton in the next round, and they'll go out there. In 6A, the highest classification in the state, Colquitt at Mill Creek. Give me Mill Creek to win the football game. Collins Hill goes to Lowndes. A great first-round matchup. Both of those teams are capable of winning state championships. Give me Collins Hill to go to the Concrete Palace and win. On the other side of the bracket, Dacula and Valdosta. Give me Valdosta. And then I've got Valdosta over Archer in the second round, Valdosta over McEachern in the lead eight, and I've got Valdosta losing in the final four to Buford. And finally, Richmond Hill goes to Buford. Thanks for coming, Richmond Hill. You've got no shot to beat Buford at Buford. So the only team out of the top classification that I have advancing is Valdosta. I've got the other three seeds going out. In the GHSA private state football bracket, Savannah Country Day and Mount Vernon. Give me Mount Vernon to move on. Savannah Christian gets a bye. They won't play. So next week they'll see Christian Heritage in the second round. I've got them going to the final. I've got Savannah Christian in the final four losing to Calvary Day. Speaking of Calvary Day, they're on the bottom side of their bracket. They got a bye. They'll play the winner of North Cobb Christian and Kings Ridge. I've got Calvary Day in the final four losing to Savannah Christian. Excuse me, beating Savannah Christian and then losing to Athens Academy in the championship game. And that is it as far as South Georgia teams in the single-A private classification. So a ton of games going on this Friday night. Playoff football in the GHSA is finally here, and the Camden County Wildcats will not be a part of the first round of the playoffs. We talked about that earlier in the show in case you missed it.
It is that time of year again, time for fall and football fun. It is also time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call for your fall service. Don't get left out in the cold. Score a touchdown and make the two-point conversion good today with your neighbors at Air Adjusters. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. And of course, let's go Dawgs. License number CN208489.
For generations, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters have been a staple on St. Simon's and the Golden Isles community. From our Atlanta Braves and Georgia Bulldog apparel to AFCO, Johnny O, and Duckhead, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters truly does have it all. Sunglasses, coastal apparel, and the best selection of lady shoes on St. Simon's. And of course, do not forget, we rent tuxedos for any occasion. Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, in the Shops at Sea Island, just down from Harris Teeter. 912-634-1521. And online at gentlemensoutfitters.net.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire. 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center. Friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons and Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
I want to talk about the reclassification region alignments. These are just proposals. Some teams are going to try and peel and move to different regions. Most of them will not get into a different region. The GHSA is pretty solid about that. Also got some college football to talk about, college football playoff and games coming up, if we can get to that stuff. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden House Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports, the most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and Sweet Tea. All right, so I told you that we're going to get to these classifications, so we will do just that. So finally, we get the GHSA telling us who's going to move where. The main thing with this occurs in 6A, at least for me, with Tift County. We'll get to that in a minute. In 7A, 1-7A, you're going to have Camden, Colquitt, Lowndes, Richmond Hill, and Valdosta. Tift drops down to 6A. In 6A, again, these are teams from South Georgia and what region they're in. In 6A, 1-6A, Bradwell Institute, Brunswick, Effingham, Glen Academy, Greenbrier, Grovetown, Lakeside Evans, and South Effingham. So let's kind of start here with the Tift County thing. Lakeside Evans had moved up to 7A. They petitioned to move down in 1. So they moved down to 6A. Now, Evans moved down to 5A. If they had stayed 6A, that would have given you 4 Augusta schools in the same region. And what that would have allowed you to do is create a region, maybe add a couple of teams somewhere near the Augusta area, and then you would have had a region where you'd have the 2 Effinghams, Bradwell, Brunswick, and Glenn. And so at that point, that's a 5-team region. To make it a 6-team region, you pull a team from the west part of the state to fill out that classification. If they had done that, the team that would have made the most sense, from a travel perspective, sure, it's Coffee County. However, Tift County, there's now a caveat that the GHSA has added where if you get smoked in a classification, the next classification when they reclassify, you will have the ability to move down. Now, for Tift County, here's why that's important. They have been bouncing up and down between the highest classification and this classification. When they're in the highest classification, they are in with Colquitt, Lowndes, Valdosta, Camden, all of those folks, and they get smoked every year. They moved down to this classification 2 classification cycles ago, and they end up in the region with Coffee and Houston and Lee, Thomas County Central, those guys, and they got smoked in that region the last time that they were classified here. So now here they are right back in this region, and it surprises me a little bit. Because what's going to happen is they're going to get smoked again. And now they're going to have the caveat. They're going to have the ability to go to the GHSA and say, you had us in 7A. We got smoked. We put us in 6A. We got smoked. We want to go to 5. I think that is on the horizon for Tift County. It really surprised me that they put the 4 Augusta schools back in the region with the Coastal Georgia teams instead of just pulling Tift County over and creating a region with the Augusta schools so that they wouldn't have this Tift County problem in the next classification. And maybe it won't happen, but if I'm Tift County, I'm dang sure going to say I want to play 5A football. The region that they're in completely is Coffee, Houston, Lee, Northside Warner Robins, Thomas County Central, Tift, and Veterans. So they're going to get smoked again. All right, so moving on to 5A. 1-5A, Benedictine. Evans moves up 2 classifications. Evans has been very successful in AAA. We'll see how they fare in 5A. Benedictine, Evans, Groves, Jenkins, Richmond Academy. I think I said Evans. I meant Jenkins. Richmond Academy, Statesboro, Ware County, and Wayne. In Region 2, 5A, Eagles Landing Christian, Jones County, Locust Grove, Ola, Perry, Union Grove, and Warner Robins make up those or that region of 2-5A. Okay, moving on to 4A. 2-4A, Baldwin, Howard, Mary Persons, P. Peach County, Spalding, Troop County, Upson Lee, and Westside Macon. Over in 3-4A, second region in that classification, Harlem, Liberty County, Long County, New Hampstead, Southeast Bullock, West Laurens, and Windsor Forest. West Laurens is going to run that region. And by the way, West Laurens, of course, making their debut in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. In AAA, one AAA, Carver, Columbus, Cook, Crisp, Jordan, Kendrick, Sumter, and Worth County. In 3-3A, Appling, Beach, Brantley, Islands, Johnson of Savannah, Pierce, Tattnall, and Toombs. That is your two regions where South Georgia teams are in AAA. In AA, one AA, Bacon County, Berrien, Brooks, Fitzgerald, Jeff Davis, and Thomasville. In 2AA, Ace Charter, Bleckley, Dodge, Dublin, East Laurens, and Vidalia. In 3AA, Bryan County, Calvary Day, Metter, Savannah, Savannah Christian, Screven, Swainsboro. Moving on to Single A. 2 Single A, Atkinson County, Baconton, Charlton County, Clinch County, Irwin County, Lanier, Mitchell, and Pelham. 3 Single A, Claxton, ECI, MCA, Montgomery County, Portal, and Troutland. And the final classification in Single A for Single A, as far as South Georgia teams go, Dooley, Hawkinsville, Telfair, Turner, Twiggs, Wheeler, and Wilcox. So those are your regions, your proposed regions, and that's pretty much going to be what you're going to be looking at. Maybe a team or two that will win the ability to move to a different region, but for the most part, those are going to be your regions for 2026 and 2027. College football on the other side of the break.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors. This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simon's Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, MulletBayRestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
All right, so we're going into week 11, I think, of the college football season, and the second edition of the college football rankings came out. So a lot still on the line, a ton of games to get to. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. All right, so let's just go ahead and try and jump into this as quick. I want to try to get to the rankings. I don't know that we will. We're going to give it our best shot. All right, so Clemson at number 20, Louisville. Give me Louisville. Give me Clemson to knock off Louisville. Sorry. Minnesota at number 8, Oregon. Give me Oregon. Number 2, with Indiana host Wisconsin. I like Indiana to win the football game. Arizona at 25, Cincinnati. This game will be really close. Flip a coin. I think I like Cincinnati. Number 9, Notre Dame at number 22, Pitt. Notre Dame goes down to Pitt. Pitt upsets Notre Dame. They're trying to pull a hose job in the ACC, by the way. Hopefully I'll have a chance to talk about that. 18, Michigan at Northwestern. Give me Michigan. 24, South Florida at Navy. Give me South Florida on the road. South Carolina at number 3, Texas A&M. Watch out, Texas A&M. You've had a great season. South Carolina has had an abysmal year. No signature wins. Don't be stunned if South Carolina goes to College Station and wins, but I'm going to pick Texas A&M. It's the first time this year I've picked them in a big-time game. They'll probably lose since I'm doing it. 21, Iowa at 17, USC. Give me 21, Iowa. 19, Virginia at Duke. Give me Virginia. Huge loss for Virginia last week. 16, Georgia Tech at Boston College. Right now, Georgia Tech is in the ACC championship game. If they win out, even if they lose to Georgia, they'll still be there. Give me Georgia Tech. NC State at number 15, Miami. They rank Miami ahead of Georgia Tech. Jump them over, despite the fact that Miami's got two conference losses. NC State at Miami, give me Miami. UCF at number 6, Texas Tech, give me Texas Tech. 11, Oklahoma at number 4, Alabama, give me Alabama at home. New Mexico State at 23, Tennessee, cupcake game for the Vols. Florida at number 7, Ole Miss. If Florida would have looked better last week, I would say maybe Florida goes and beats Ole Miss, but I don't think it happens. Give me Ole Miss. 13, Utah at Baylor, give me Utah. UCLA at number 1, Ohio State, give me Ohio State. Number 10, Texas at 5, Georgia. Watch out, Georgia. Texas is playing much better than they were earlier in the season. This is a very dangerous game for Georgia. The game's in Athens, so I'm going to pick the Dogs. TCU at 12, BYU. This is a very, very tough game for BYU. I'm going to take TCU to go on the road and beat BYU. In the SEC, Arkansas at LSU. Give me LSU. Tennessee Tech at Kentucky. Kentucky's got a chance to get bowl eligible all of a sudden. Give me Kentucky. Mississippi State at Mizzou. Give me Mizzou. In the ACC, North Carolina at Wake, give me North Carolina. Also in the ACC, Virginia Tech at Florida State, give me the Noles. In the Big 12, West Virginia at Arizona State, give me Arizona State. In the Sun Belt, Marshall at Georgia State, give me Marshall. Coastal Carolina at Georgia Southern, give me Georgia Southern. And Kennesaw State at Jacksonville State, I will take Kennesaw State to win the football game. All right, so very quickly, if I may, The college football power rankings or the playoff rankings, 1, Ohio State, 2, Indiana, 3, A&M, 4, Bama, 5, Georgia, 6, Texas Tech, 6 Texas Tech, 7, Ole Miss, 8, Oregon, 9, Notre Dame, 10 is Texas, 11, Oklahoma, and 12, BYU. Cutoff is still at number 10 like it was last week. Under the current constructs, Oklahoma nor BYU would get in. Georgia Tech would be your representative from the ACC, and South Florida would be your at-large. In last year, if you scored the 5 seed, you look pretty good. Right now, you don't want to be the 5 seed because the way things are looking right now, which will change, but you'd have that 12 game in the first round, sure. But then if you won that, you'd have to go to number 4 Alabama, and if you won that, you'd have to go to number 1 Ohio State probably. But at the end of the day, Alabama's not going to finish 4. It's mathematically impossible. They're going to end up in the SEC championship game, and if it is indeed Texas A&M and Alabama, somebody's got to lose. And also Ohio State and Indiana probably going to end up in the Big Ten championship game. So there are two teams above Alabama. Alabama could beat Texas A&M to move up, and then somebody's got to lose between Indiana and Ohio State if they both get there. And so, you know, Alabama's got the potential to be a 2 seed. They will not finish with the 4 seed. Again, mathematically impossible for them to finish with the 4. So, you know, maybe the 5 seed will end up looking pretty good, but right now, it's a this death trap. Stay away from it.
Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Playoffs in full swing now. The GHSA kicks off playoff play this week. The Brunswick High Pirates will host Winder Barrow between the bricks in a 1-versus-4 matchup. Glenn takes to the road as a 4 seed to take on Jackson County. The MCA Bucks also take to the road to Wrightsville in a first-round showdown with Johnson County. Statesboro, also on the road, will take on Habersham Central. And in the GISA, the Knights pay a trip to Milledgeville to take on John Millage with a ticket to the state championship game on the line. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897 and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.